Broadcasting from a tiny studio located somewhere in North America to the world. Waging war on the matrix of confusion.
Stars and light and fire.
One of them has a very large weapon.
I am really deeply worried. We have two grandchildren who are 6 and 8, and I believe they are in greater danger of dying from enemy activities than we were.
There's no reason, Bob, that young American soldiers need to be going into the homes of Iraqis in the dead of night.
The United States must secure its borders. This is a basic responsibility.
I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
The hard part about playing chicken is knowing when to flinch.
And now, Dark Matters. Here's Don Ecker.
And here we are. Welcome back to another edition of Dark Matters Radio. And yes, we're going to take another excursion into radio excellence. And believe me, this particular episode of my classic UFOs Tonight radio show is truly one that needs to be heard. Why? The evening of September the 17th, 1994, my in-studio guest was Mr. John Andrews, who was a division manager for Testers Corporation. Now, Testers Corporation is a model manufacturer, and for years, they were known for breaking ahead of time stories on futuristic American aircraft. The fun and fantastic world of black budget aircraft. Everybody today has heard of the F-117 stealth fighter. Well, Testers had broken the story well ahead of time by introducing what they called the F-19. Now, how did that happen? Well, John Andrews was a close personal friend and confidant of people like Ben Rich. Ben Rich, who was the project head of Lockheed's Skunk Works, those people that work on the ultra top secret aircraft designs. And if you know anything about your UFO history, you'll know that prior to Ben Rich's death, with the publication of his book, he talked about having unfunded opportunities, UFOs, which I think was his tongue-in-cheek way of acknowledging that, oh yeah, he was aware of the UFO topic, the subject, and very possibly recovered extraterrestrial craft. On this particular night, John Andrews was in studio with me, Dwight Schultz, Vicki Cooper Ecker, and Renee. In studio, he had presented me with Testers' brand new S4 UFO model that they had just released. A UFO from Testers, a corporation known for breaking stories on advanced American aircraft. How could that be? Well, you're going to have to listen to the show. But the bottom line is, at this point, Andrews knew and had gone down to Las Vegas a number of times to interview Bob Lazar. Now, did he accept everything that Lazar said? No, not everything. But there was enough in that story that had piqued his curiosity, and from other sources all across the spectrum of American aviation, they came to the conclusion that there very likely was something there. So, on to the show. From September the 17th, 1994, this extremely rare interview of John Andrews. John, of course, has left the stage. He's no longer with us. But I'm going to include some links on the note on the Paracast forum in the Dark Matters Radio thread on this topic, and you can do a little additional research. Now, on to the show.